with my skill set and my explosiveness and my football IQ and my growth as a player and my commitment to a team and just wanting to keep getting better as a player. I told them it was told the truth. It was a rash decision by me, uncharacteristic, and that's not who I am. That's not what I stand for. That's not what my family stands for. And it was embarrassing for me and my whole family and the whole Ole Miss family. And I told them that's not the kind of player they're getting. They're getting a straightforward player, and that's not that. I'm never gonna return to that. I'm just moving forward and embracing this moment.
How do they respond to that answer, Robert?
They believe me. And because it's the truth, and it's what I'm gonna keep moving forward with, and I'm gonna stick to my story, and that's what it is, and I'm gonna keep moving forward and keep being in this moment and get ready to show out on Sunday.
Were you under the influence of anything when that happened?
Yes, I was drinking. I was drunk.
Is that
marijuana? No, sir. No, sir.
With NFL teams, with some of these other guys getting suspensions and things like that, like Brandon Gregory, which is it. Feel like they want to be really cautious and wary if anyone has things that happen in their
back. It's understandable, you know what I mean? But, like I said, I told them the truth, of the person I am. And that's not the morals I hold myself to. That's not the standards I hold myself to. And I'm going to keep, moving forward and keep working and letting them understand the kind of person I am, the kind of person I truly am.
You
have changed? I've lasered my focus more to what's important, and kept away from things that can take football away from me and jeopardize my football career. And because I love the game so much, I never want it to be taken away from me. And I know that if I'm in situations like that, it can be taken away from me. So I've just, cleaned up a little bit and just kept moving forward. Training. I've been training for the combine. And just focusing on my craft, my technique, and things that's going to make me a great NFL player.
Based on your meetings with teams, do you think their biggest concern is some character red flags, or is it your production and your play?
It's my character, and some have asked about my production, of course, but it's mostly my character and off the field commitment. And I've cleared it up with every team, and I just plan to keep moving forward.
Are you concerned, Robert, that's
going to
cause a slide?
I just got to wait and see, I'm doing everything I can to, make teams believe me and believe the person I truly am, I made a mistake as a 21-year-old, and I just got to keep moving forward, and hopefully that they believe me, and I'm going to do what I have to do on Sunday to make them, see my athleticism, and hopefully I go as high as possible.
Robert, with your family background, what does the term African American mean to you?
It means something strong, it's just something I have to stand for and just be steady with, and just keep moving forward. And just sometimes it's gonna be you're gonna be judged from it, but you just gotta keep moving forward and just stay the course of things.
As the NFL expands the international series, would you like there to one day be a game in Africa?
Oh, yeah, that would be lovely. That would be amazing.
When you think about other players like in the past, like Christian Okoye and Mathias Kiwanuka, what does it mean to you to kind of carry on that legacy of players with direct African roots?
It means a lot because, for people who know how it is over there, it's not like it is over here. It's the struggle, So going over there and seeing how it is myself is very humbling and it's centering, So it means a lot to keep going forward and carrying that flag for that culture.
Robert, what's your reaction if the team asks you maybe about a disparity between your athleticism, or not your athleticism, but just your talent level and maybe the production on the field or stuff like that?
Of course, and I just, there's times I didn't finish. There's times, I was lazy on some plays, but I told them, I'm gonna keep growing as a player, and I'm gonna keep, learning how to finish and keep becoming more of a student of the game and just focus on being the best NFL player I can be.
That might be a season you're gonna
I had one formal interview, and I had a couple other informal interviews, but I have more today. Washington Redskins.
Were there any other teammates with you that night in the hotel?
Laramie was there with me.
Can you give an example of when you're pitching these teams about character and production? Give me an example of like how you pitch these teams that you are someone different than what you were.
I mean, I kind of tell them the truth because I don't pitch them anything. I don't try and create, an act because, for the people that do know me as a person, that wasn't me. You know, that was a rash and it was blunder. You know what I mean? So the people that know me know that that's not who I am, and I don't do those kind of things. You know what I mean? And the media's done a tarnish to my name, but, I just got to make them understand me as a person who truly I am, and just got to keep moving forward, man. Just keep being positive and keep working hard.
What's the status of the charge that came out
of that? Oh, I had to pay some fines for it, but it's still pending, I think.
Robert, what's the reception? When you say when you tell your side of the story, what's the reaction?
They understand. Some of them, ask me some more questions, but they understand. I was drinking, I was drunk, and it happened. They like, just stay away from it, and just keep your focus where it needs to be.
Robert, you said that you didn't finish the plays and you were lazy at times. Why is that going to change when you didn't finish?
Because I know what's at stake, and I know what I have to do as a player to be great in NFL, And I'm just going to keep focusing on things I need to focus on as a player that I didn't focus on so much in college that I know I need to get better at.
Rob, how do you address the inconsistencies? You said you were drinking. I believe it was a drug possession charge. Mm-hmm. You charge people for drug possession, drinking, out of the DUI.
Yeah.
How do you explain the inconsistencies there?
Hold on, what's your question? Say it again. Ask again.
How do you explain the inconsistencies? Mm-hmm. You say you were drinking, mm-hmm. you were charged with drug
possession. Yeah.
So those are two different things.
Because there was more people in my room. The hotel was under my name, and nobody wanted to take the fall, so it had to go under my name. So it just happened to play out like that. So.
Did Laramie go to the hospital with you,
Robert? No, sir.
Did the media tarnish your name, or did you tarnish your name?
It was off my mistake.
As an Atlanta native, what would it mean to you to be selected by the Atlanta Falcons and play for your hometown team?
That would be amazing. That would be a dream come true. I'd love to fulfill that and come back to Atlanta and give my all and be the best player for Atlanta I can be.
Robert, you're about to obviously become pretty wealthy, but have even more independence. Do you need any safeguards in place to make sure you do the right things?
I have those people already in line, and I have my self knowledge also, and I know what I need, and I know what I don't need, and I know how to be smart with money, and I have people helping me make those decisions.